This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know a guy up in San Francisco, did well with a company he started, now does a little angel investing on the side, and he is a very happy angel investor today, thanks to a very upscale coffee shop that he has a teeny tiny slice of. It is, as I said, a very upscale coffee shop. We learned yesterday a majority stake in Blue Bottle Coffee is going to be bought by Nestle, for $700 million. For a sense of scale here, Starbucks has 25,000 stores worldwide. Blue Bottle is on track to have just 55 cafes by the end of the year. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at what's in the deal for Nestle and for Blue Bottle.
If you don't live in a major market like San Francisco, Los Angeles, or New York, or you're not a fan of super fancy coffee, Blue Bottle might not ring a bell. But it has a fanatical following, and Nestle's investment in it is reportedly valued north of $400 million. Mike Myotel advises specialty food and beverage startups. He says most of them aim for an outcome like this.
When you see an acquisition of a small entrepreneur by a big company like Nestle's, it's sort of the dream of most of these guys. This is their paycheck.
And the Blue Bottle leadership gets to maintain some control. Myotel says Nestle could help Blue Bottle products get into more stores.
They've got big elbows. They can sort of shove their way onto the shelf.
Nestle is already the world's largest coffee producer with brands like Nescafe and Nespresso. But there's been a backlash against big food companies in recent years. Sales are down for many of them. Jim Hertel is with the consultancy Inmar's Willard Bishop Analytics. He says specialty or craft products, including coffee, can give those companies a boost.
And that's really what's driving this, is how do we reignite growth?
Nestle has also recently acquired a frozen vegetarian food startup and a healthy food delivery service. But Blue Bottle's chic could suffer in this deal. Hertel remembers when organic cereal maker Kashi was bought by Kellogg. It initially moved to Kellogg's headquarters in Michigan,
but ultimately concluded that the company had lost some of its vibe, and they moved them back out to Los Angeles, which was where they were started.
He says both sides go in knowing that losing that special vibe is a risk. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.